The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azela, Usia, Lucia, Metcatalin, Bahets Kabel, Eshami Tukaram Velotri. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Mr. John Leon Devereaux, professionally known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he shine his face upon you. May he give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Well, how are you today? Well, I hope you're doing well. Well, today we have jack readings. Now, this is a reading with the jack of all trades. Yes, sir, the jack can do it. The jack can do it. If you need something, the jack is your first choice to use for it. I'm not kidding now. It is your first choice. It is your first one. Now, I tell you what. Of course, we're going to have it. We're going to have some, and we're going to use them. We're going to use it, too. The jack, we will start it off right after these messages. Now, hold. And don't go nowhere because we will be right back.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN and ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
What do 3 days mean to you? Why are they so important in your coming year? They are the triple days of October 31st and November 1st. 3 days of spiritual life. The triple days of spiritual power. These are the days when the most spiritual things will happen to the most spiritual person, you. First, you get a new moon authentic hoodoo reading with the seven spirits of God given by Papa Say. This will take you through the coming month with all of his blessings and all of his goodness. Next, you will get a spirit reading from one of the best spirit readers of all, the one and only Madam Shalice, from one of the most haunted states in the Union. She reads the spirit realm and gives you a true and accurate message from the realm of ghosts. That's what I said, the realm of ghosts. Finally, get a reading from the SB7C, one of the most accurate instruments in the paranormal field today. It reads radio frequencies and translates them into voice. Ask it a question, and then you will get an answer right then and there. That's the triple days of spiritual power. Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, November 1st at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday and 7 p.m. Central Time Monday and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday. That's Sunday, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, November 1st at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Sunday and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday and Tuesday. Now, all readings are free. That's right, free, with absolutely no charge whatsoever. So you be there here at The Real Hoodoo on Blog Talk Radio. That's The Real Hoodoo right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. And find and receive our messages, some of them. Yes, sir. We hope that every single one of you are doing fine. Everyone is well. Everyone is well. I see my cousin here, and I see a whole bunch of people here that I know. Yeah. So there must be something working on it or somewhat. Well, one thing today is we have Hoodoo Jack readings. Hoodoo Jack readings. Now, the Jack is a pendulum. A pendulum. which will tell all. It tells all. It is one of the things which you can, well, you can use it. You can find out about what you are trying to do or what you are, or what's going on by using it. This jack is it. I'm telling you, this jack is it. Now, I tell you what, we're going to use the jack. We're going to use it for all of our, well, let's say four questions today. Well, all right, four questions. Four questions we'll do with the jack. And when it's through, I got something to tell you. Yeah, I got something good to tell you. Okay, now we'll go ahead and we'll do it. Okay, now, 914, this is Papa Say, you on the air.
Hello, Papa, thank you for taking my call.
You're all right, it's right. So, how are you,
what's
your question?
If Albert will complete the project that I'm asking him to do.
Okay. Will he complete the question that she's asking him to do? Yes. Yes.
Oh,
answer.
Excellent.
What's your second question?
Will KBJ work with me?
Will KBJ work with her? Yes. The answer is yes. You got a two-way yes answers. That's good.
Excellent.
Your third question.
Should I ask KBJ to work with me within the next 3 months?
Should she ask KBJ to work with her within the next 3 months? Should she ask KBJ to work with her in the next 3 months? Yes. Yes, he will.
Oh, excellent. Will John G give me a job?
Will John G give her a job? Will John G give her a job? Well, the answer is yes.
Wow. Oh, excellent.
Yes. So you have your answers, all four of your questions. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
You also. Thank you so much. God bless you and yours. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, people, here's another one. 646. 646. 646. This is Papa Say. You have it. You're on the air. 646. We don't hear you yet. Well, oh, messed up. 646. 646, you're on the air. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. What's your first question?
Okay. First question is in regards to employment. I would like to know if a recruiter, her name is Alexander, will she get me a temp job so that I can get my dream job?
Okay. Will she get the temp job so that she can get the dream job? Will she get the temp job so that she can get the... Wait a minute. Will she get the temp job so that she can get the dream job?
Because I need to another...
Well, this is maybe. Maybe.
Maybe, okay. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Another question. What about Heidi? Will she be able to get me the, I think Heidi role. Will she be able to get me the a 4 to 6 month temp assignment in order to get me the dream job?
Okay, well, Heidi, give her a temp job in order to get the yes.
That's what
yes,
I was thinking. Okay. All right. So do I need to, my third question is this. Do I need to update my resume and send it to her? Or just leave everything the way it is?
Does she need to update her resume and send it to her? Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, okay. And my last question is this. I need to find a law student. Maybe that's in their JD admissions year of law. I want to know if I will be able to find that student.
Will she find
with
a law?
Yeah, to help with my legal case, yes. Yes, so that it can help me with my legal case.
Will she find a law student? Will she find a law? Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you next Sunday.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, bye.
Well, here is another person. 573, this is Papa Say, you're on the air. Here we go again. Blog Talk is messing up as always. 573, this is Papa Say, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Papa, thank you for taking my call, sir. The question that I have is, are there any forces working against me to stop me from doing what I'm trying to do?
Any forces working against him to stop him from doing what he wants to do? Are there any forces? Wait a minute, 1 second. Hold it. Are there any forces working against him? Are there any forces working against him? No.
Okay, good. Next question is my spiritual work working for
is
my highest good?
Is spiritual work working? Yes.
Good. Okay. Next question is, should I take a trip this year? Southeast.
Huh?
Should I take a trip to the southeast?
You take a trip this year to the southeast. Wait a minute. Should you take a trip this year to the southeast? Should he take a trip this year to the southeast? Well, I'm not getting anything. I guess you ain't supposed to because it's pretty bad over there now.
Right. Okay. That's true. All right, that's all I have, sir. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you and keep you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Bye.
See y'all? Now you see that? The Jack knew it. The Jack knew that he should not go to the southeast this year. The Jack would not even move. It wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't say yes. It wouldn't say no. All it would do was just sit still. I tell you that, you know, this Jack is something else. This Jack is something else. Okay. Well, 413, this is Papa Say. Hello. You're on the air. And we're fooling with Blount. Well, here it is again. 413, you on? Yeah?
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
We're fine. How are you?
Good, Jack. I just wanted to get a reading. Jack, when do you think I'll be able to jack your cock off? You know, I want to suck it and fucking love it.
Well, Well, y'all know we ain't listening to that stuff. We ain't listening to that. Okay. Well, 248, this is the Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi, Papa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well. I was wondering, I felt a shift yesterday, and I was wondering, is that shift in my favor?
Is this shift in her favor? Is this shift in her favor? Is the shift in her favor? Maybe. It says maybe.
Okay. Has any of my family members tried anything here recently?
Okay. Has your family tried anything recently? It says yes.
Were they successful?
Were they successful? Yes.
Wow.
They were successful. And the fourth question is?
My fourth question is, is it going to affect me, my situation?
Is it going to affect her situation? Well, it says yes.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
So God bless you and God keep you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, well, well. These people are doing so much greater that they have allowed the Jack to answer some questions for them. And, well, there are certain things about it. But one thing I want to tell you about, I want to do it today. I want to tell you about, really, you know, it might sound funny, but it isn't. The Haunted Heads of Halloween. The Haunted Heads of Halloween. Now, this haunting, is something that comes by through, I should say, well, it isn't a channel. It is haunting. It is a haunting, but, you know, you judge it as we go, and then you'll find out, okay? All right. Now, the head number one is the potato. Head number one is the potato. You know, years ago, there was a game out called Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato, y'all remember it? Now I'm old, but I ain't that old. But Mr. Potato Head was a game that certain people had. Now, this game, Mr. Potato Head, came out during the Halloween season of 1966. October 31st, 1966. So, just the numbers there mean a lot there to you. But this head came out as a game. But it wasn't no game. It was not a game. It still isn't. Nowadays, they use a but it wasn't one then. It was real. It was a real one. And what they did is they put certain things on it to mean eyes, and certain things to mean ears, and certain things to mean nostrils, and all that, certain things to mean the mouth and ear, you know, so that it would look like a head, a potato. But the potato head was really something in hoodoo. It was something that a person could use. Now you listen to me. He could use it to stop other individuals from doing things to him. Or, yeah, well, he could. You could stop other people from doing things with him. Now, the potato head really was something. When it was first made, it was made, you could put confetti on, or you could put a paper eye, paper box on, or you could draw on it. But the potato head was something which kept you, or kept something away from you. Are you listening to me? So even now, most people don't know it, but that is something used in voodoo. That was a potato head. They had a Mr. Potato and a Mr. Potato. You know, they built it all up. But all in all, the potato head was everything for them. Because the potato head would keep certain things away. It would keep certain things away. The potato head was something that no individual, and I mean not, no individual would dare go against it. They would not dare. Because what the potato head did is it took away the person's mind. It meant that when whoever was trying to do something, once the potato thing, the potato head was encanted against it, that was it. They would not do anymore. They couldn't do anymore. And that is because the potato head was so powerful that no individual would try to go against it. They wouldn't even try. Wouldn't even dare. The potato head was so encased and so put around. You know, put around by things that meant certain things to it, that the individual who the potato head was encanted upon actually shut up. He shut up their mouth. They could not say nothing. They could not hear nothing. And even in some cases, they couldn't even see certain things. They put eyes on the potato head. Now, just by taking those things, glory be to God, and closing them up, you could put closed eyes on them, which meant that it wouldn't see. You could put closed ears on it, which meant that it wouldn't hear. And you could put a closed mouth on it, which means it wouldn't talk. And they said, well, what you talking about? Some talking and some hearing and some seeing? You know, what is it? What is it? I'll tell you. It is the same thing as the haunted doll. You have enchanted that potato. You have enchanted it. Now, there were a number of spirits that you could use. An angel was the best thing. Yeah, an angel did it. He did it immediately, an angel would. But sometimes, you know, certain trolls and certain things like that could do it. Because, you know, see, certain people do not believe in trolls. Hello? They don't believe in it. They say that it is superstition. But it's not. You know, even leprechauns, they say that it is superstition, but it's not. There was a movie about leprechauns out a while ago. Yeah. It's talking about leprechauns and what leprechauns can do and all that. And that the leprechaun was really somebody who was interested in his goal. And this leprechaun was, you know, sort of evil. He wasn't really evil, but the thing about the leprechaun is that the leprechaun kept other people away from his stuff. Now, there are leprechauns. Now, some of you sitting around laughing and whatnot. Do you know that there are leprechauns and there are trolls? These are people which you do not know. They are people of the earth. They are people which have been on the earth of, you know, much longer than human beings have. Well, this leprechaun did so much that everybody was afraid of it and whatnot. But you know what? The thing is that the leprechaun was telling people about a certain creatures which people do not even deal with no anymore. They don't even pay attention to that. Well, the leprechaun could actually, it could enchant a potato head. Now, what is a potato head? It is a whole big potato. The bigger the better. The bigger the better. You could get a potato and enchant it for you, and it will be the potato head that you want. Now, when you look at the thing, you look at it and you hear about it, you think a toy, but no. Now, the second haunted head of Halloween is, I'll tell you, I'll just go ahead and do it this way, is the apple. The apple. You know the apple you eat? Yeah. That red thing or that gold thing or that green thing you eat? Well, it can be a head. It can be a head. In fact, apples I use for love enchantment. And the reason is because those things are the closest thing that a person has to the human physical appearance. The apple. Now, the apple was the same thing. With the apple, individual, he would either affix eyes and ears, nostrils, mouth, or he would take a knife and scratch it in the skin of it. Put the human characteristics in the skin. Now, when you do an apple, most people think of an apple as being totally for love. But it isn't. Just by scratching the pieces in it and leaving it there and letting it rot. I mean, just sit there and let it rot is enough to cause anybody that is doing anything against you to turn that back on it. There is more to fruit and vegetables than most people think. Yep, there's more to it. With the red apple, it's love. With the green apple, it's jealousy. With the gold apple, it's just liking or something of that point. You can get a person off of you using a apple. You can get the red apple and cause what? Jealousy. Cause the person to be jealous. Jealous of you. Or you can cause that person to be the object of someone's jealousy. That it can do. That you can do. And remember, that is just really taking a knife or so and peeling away part of the peel. Part of the peel, which forms the eyebrows, the eyes, the nostrils, and the mouth and the ears of it. You could take it and set it up on something and just, I'll tell you, don't you do this now. But it works. It works. You can shoot at it. You can shoot an apple at it. An arrow at it. You can shoot an arrow with it at it. I remember the boy who shot it, whose father was shooting apples and whatnot. Well, that's what it meant. He was shooting an apple off the boy's head. But what they didn't tell you is that the apple was the boy's head. And he didn't know it was his boy. See, so there is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. Then the next thing is what? The bell pepper. The bell pepper. You know, for a while, they had bell peppers in, bell peppers around for the Halloween thing. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. The bell pepper can be used as an enchanting item against a human being. Now, you have bell peppers in all colors. You have them in green and orange and in red and in yellow, but even white. Even white. Now, what can a green be used for? Well, you know that right off. You would say money, but remember, green is not used for money. Green is the color of healing. So by taking a bell pepper and putting eyes, a nose, eyebrows, a mouth, and ears in it, you create a totem for what? For healing, for killing him, for making him sick. If you take the bell pepper and you set it up alone, the individual will become sick. If you take it and you misuse it, you know, quickly, you know, tear it up or burn it up or cut it up, you know, when you got all the fixtures in it, you cut it up, then you will kill him. These are things. This is the haunted heads of Halloween. Haunted heads of Halloween. Now, the onion is one. Yes, sir, the onion is one. The onion, you can do it, well, you can take an onion, a red onion, or a yellow onion, or a white onion. Now, what do you do with these white things? What you do with these white things? I'll tell you what you do with them. The white things are people. But it's one thing about the person, and that is that they will become sick. They will become anemic. That is what it's for. So when you use something white, you're talking about someone having a blood disease. Something will go wrong with their blood and it will kill them. They will be so sick that they will not be able to move. Now, a red onion, or what they call a red onion, because those onions are really a purplish color. A red onion will hold a person so that he has something wrong with his circulatory system. With his circulatory system. Or you might make it for someone who is that color, somebody that's black. And the yellow one is for someone who is not right. Someone who is not right, someone who is totally wrong. And you're taking it and you're using it, him. You're using it against him. So, you have the haunted heads of Halloween. You have the potatoes. the potato. And remember, I want you to know something, too. I want you to know something. You can use white potatoes, but you can use yellow potatoes, too. But you can use what? The sweet potatoes. All of these things are for you to use so that you can be glad that you have nothing to worry about. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing. You are a person which God has given these secrets to. That's why I'm saying to you. God wants you to have these secrets. So I'm giving it to you. You don't need to go through all the stuff people go through. No, no, no. You can use things which you can buy at a grocery store. You can use things that you would use to make a salad. But people do not, you know that. They do not use it. So, you have within yourself the power to do these things. And these things, what? They become, well, I should say, they become resident in you. They become resident in you. I'm telling my cousin, now you know that fool down there by you? The thing for you to use is the potato. I think I told you that before, but use the potato. And get rid of them. Get rid of them. The people that do things to all of you elsewhere, and they are always doing something wrong, get you a sweet potato. Get you a bell pepper and use it. You can use a potato head. Yeah, you can. But I'm telling you these things because you are the one who has to do it. You are the one with whom this has to happen so that they can go away. Now I'll talk more about this. Talk more about this next week or what I talk about this week. I'll talk about it. I'll help you with it. And it goes for everybody. Everybody, use it. Use these because they are the truth. They are the truth. All right? Now, God bless you. God use you. God keep you. May he shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. And I have to say to you, goodbye, but good luck. We say, yeah, you have it all. And God bless you. And most of all, goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.